Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Jackson Jokers, written by Matthew Condon and read by David Tredinnick. Down in the mean streets of King's Cross, Sydney, once plied so successfully by former Brisbane Madam Shirley Margaret Briffman, another young prostitute, Anne Marie Tilley, was working the lanes and back streets. Tilley, even before she hit her teenage years, was steeped in the business of prostitution. Her foster father had once been a driver for the legendary Sydney Madam Matilda Tilley Devine of the Razor Gang era in the 1920s and 1930s. He told her many stories through her girlhood. At the age of 11, Tilley was entranced by the popular 1963 Billy Wilder film Irma La Douce, a musical comedy about a policeman who falls for a prostitute in Paris. In the movie, honest gendarme Nestor Patou, Jacques Lemmon, unwittingly begins arresting call girls who are favoured by corrupt senior police and is thrown out of the force. By fate, he becomes close friends with prostitute Irma, Shirley MacLaine, and eventually declares his love. Tilley adored the luxuriant lifestyle of the on-screen prostitutes. She adored Irma's fluffy white dog. She knew this was the life for her. At the age of 16, in a King's Cross nightclub, the Lido in Roslyn Street, a notorious haunt for gangsters and call girls, Tilley met her very own Nestor Patou. His name was Hector Heck Hapeta, not an honest policeman, but a retailer of pit meat based in the distant suburbs of Western Sydney. Hapeta was hanging out with a prostitute keeper called Bob. Tilley and a girlfriend wanted to get on the game. Bob threw some money on the table and asked young Tilley to go buy him and Heck a drink at the bar. She refused. Ladies didn't go to the bar. And Hapeta, dressed as he habitually was in a three-piece suit, told Bob to leave her alone. Heck would get the drinks. Hapeta was a smiler. He had a happy demeanour and a cheeky sense of humour. Tilley thought he was a gentleman. They would soon move in together in a flat in Liverpool, and Tilley would begin her notorious career as a prostitute and brothel madam. It would have been inconceivable to both Hapeta and Tilley that by the late 1970s they would find themselves drifting north to the sun and warmth of Queensland. There, with astonishing speed, they would build a vice empire of gargantuan proportions that would make them wealthy. It could have been a plot from one of the film-loving Tilley's matinees, but this time a western. Two savvy operators ride into a hick town, take over the saloons and the houses of ill repute, and laugh all the way to the bank. And they wouldn't need to worry about the sheriff, because very quickly the sheriff would be handsomely remunerated to turn a blind eye.